Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is you hear me from around the globe. This is Challenges Today with your host, Dr. Rebel, the emotional doctor. I know it's been a while, I've been really busy. But then I decided to take a stroll this morning while I enjoyed the terrain, then the wind whistling. I see the trees moving, I see little crawling insects and then animals all around. I began to think, do you know, we as humans, we don't actually take our time to talk about our mental health. Now, if you look at the world today with the trouble going on in Ukraine and Russia and the economic meltdown around different countries of the world, in my own country and probably your own country too, and the rate at which things are getting out of hand, do you know we don't actually speak about our mental health? But I have a very wonderful chat we'll have today, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, your different time zones. And I promise you it will be a blast. So, stay tuned. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Now, I would like to define mental health as the health of your mind.
Whoa, you thought I was going to say something very complex. Ah, I got you there.
Well, mental health, when we talk about mental health, we're talking about our emotional well-being, our state of mind. Now, do you know that 6 to 7 in every 10 persons you meet are suffering from depression?
Yes, that is one angle. Depression. There are some that are suffering from disorders that go around self-image, go around self-love, that borders around acceptance from the public, that borders around trying to make ends meet. Now, listen. We take care of our bodies, all right? We go to the gym, we hit the gym, we spend 30 minutes to an hour, two. We take care of our system, our digestive system, or what we call our stomachs. We drop by at McDonald's, we get a burger, or whatever we get, and then we're happy, you know? But then, we don't pay deliberate attention to our minds. We don't pay deliberate attention to our mental health. I'd like to ask you this morning, or this afternoon, or this evening, from your various time zones, are you happy? No, I want you to answer that question. Are you happy? Are you really, really happy? Are you really happy? Or are you trying to appear happy so you don't have to explain to people why you're not? I told you I'm taking a stroll, all right? I just stopped by and then I got this inspiration. I needed to speak about this. How is your mental state of mind now? Do you like yourself? Are you happy with yourself? Ask yourself that question. Are you really happy with yourself right now? Yes, right now. Are you happy with yourself? I'm not saying, is your husband happy with you? I'm not saying, are your parents happy with you? I'm not saying, are your friends happy with you? I'm asking, are you happy with yourself? Take a retrospective view of yourself. Are you happy with yourself? How is your mental health? How is the state of your mind? Are you calm? Are you relaxed? Do you feel privileged to be alive? Now, those are questions I'll need you to answer. Now, there's something we call the Brain Awareness Initiative. I think it was It started up by a great man known as Charles Danner in 1950, and then the Brain Awareness was initiated in 1995, I believe. It began to be popular. People began to talk about it. All right, that is between 1995 and 1996. Now, it raised the awareness of persons and their lack of attention to their minds. All right. Now, how do you take care of your mental health? Very quickly. Number one on my list, avoid negative people. Now, there are people that when they come around you, all they have is complaints. Oh, I'm having body pains. Oh, this. Oh, I've not had breakfast. Oh, that. They're always complaining. Now, those kind of people should not be found around you. Why? Because what you listen to have a direct impact on your life. All right? If you spend your time around negative people, they tend to influence you. And then you find that subconsciously, you begin to adopt that negativity. Yes, there are problems in the world. There are problems everywhere. I could bet some of you listening up now, your phones are low. Come on. There are problems everywhere. Some of you have not had breakfast or lunch or dinner. There are problems. Some of you just experienced a heartbreak. Nice. There are problems. Oops. Sorry. But you don't have to be the one that always complains. When people come around you, all you have to tell them is your complaint. I have enough trouble. Don't give me yours. Don't get me wrong. It's nice to talk about it when you're going through tough times, all right? But when it becomes a habit every day, you're complaining, I don't want to be around you. You see, my mentor, L. Nightingale, he and Dale Carnegie, those two men have impacted my life. And there is something they always tell me. Stay away from negative people. People that always see the wrong in everything. You always see the bad side of everything. Oh, I'm in a relationship. Oh, please, men cheat. He's going to cheat on you. Are you kidding me? Just be happy for me. Oh, I just get an admission. Oh, really? The world is going to end. What's the use? Now, you see those kind of people? Stay away from them. Stay away from them. Protect your health. Stay away from them. But they are my best friends. Listen to me. Your mind is your best friend. Stay away from such people. Number two, stay away from negative talk. Avoid negative self-talk. You see, there are persons that just sit down and they run themselves down. I'm not smart enough. I'm not beautiful enough. I don't think they like me. Who cares? I'm going to do a podcast on that next very soon. I think after this episode, the next episode will be about that. But who cares? Who actually cares if people like you or not? It doesn't matter. They are not feeding you. They are not your God. And the bad part of it is that a lot of people who have a lot to say about you are people that don't actually know you. The people that know the least about you are the ones that talk the most. So avoid joining them. Don't join that bandwagon. All right? Avoid negative self-talk. When you wake up in the morning, look at the mirror and talk good to yourself. I'm beautiful. I'm handsome. You're short. I'm very short. I'm closer to the floor than you are. Oh, you're too tall. Wonderful. I'm closer to the sky than you are. You're too fat. Oh, really? I'm well fed. Oh, you also die of diabetes. Really? Are you the doctor? Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. There are a whole lot of people that have a whole lot of shit to say about you. Sorry. I had to use that. Now, stay away from negative self-talk and people that will negatively talk you down. People that decide to talk you down, stay away from them. Number three, learn to rest. Learn to rest. Listen, learn to rest. Take out time. Relax. Have a good sleep. Turn off the TV. Turn off the internet and sleep. Learn to rest. Take out time. I know you're doing an 8-to-5 job. Take out time. Apply for leave. Listen, if you die or you lose your mind, let me shock you. You see that job you're killing yourself over? In the space of hours, they're going to replace you. So why kill yourself? Your boss is getting on your nerves. Take out time. Choose yourself first. I'll even advise, start submitting applications at other places of work. Protect your mind. Protect your mind, all right? Learn to rest. Take out time to rest. Just lay down and rest your head. Very necessary. Number four, learn to react in respect to your health, not your action. A whole lot of people are annoying. Now, you don't have to react based on their actions. React in respect to your mental health. There are some persons, you know, these ones just want to get on my nerves, and I'm not going to let you do that. Don't give people the power to control your mood. Never give anybody that has the power to control your mood, has the power to control your life. Don't give people the power to control your mood. No. Allow them talk, allow them act. It's not left for you to react. But I advise, never react. Be proactive. Expect people to piss you off, all right? When you wake up in the morning, just make up your mind, somebody's going to talk me down today. Somebody's going to piss me off today, but I choose to not get angry. I choose to not react. Why? Because you're trying to preserve your health, your mental health. They don't matter. Your mind does. All right? Number five, cry if you must. All right? You're going through a tough time. Take out time and cry. Cry your heart out. Cry. Wet your pillow. Cry. When you're done crying, wash your face and put up a smile. All right? You know, for the male folks, this for the male folks now, you know, there are people that tell you it's wrong to cry. You're a man. You're not supposed to cry. What are you going to tell the ladies if you're crying? What are you going to tell the kids if you're crying? That is rubbish. That's why you have a whole lot of people. Do you know in the United States, the gender that has the highest suicide rate are the males, are the men, grown men, above 40. Do you know that? Why? Because they make you believe you're a man. You're not supposed to show emotion. You're not supposed to cry. If you cry, you're weak. You're weak. When you don't cry, you are weak. If you must cry, cry. All right? Now, next on the list, I think number six or seven, stop trying to please everyone. You were not born to live up to anybody's expectation. I repeat, you were not born to live up to anybody's expectation. And listen, no matter how nice you are, some persons will definitely hate you. You can't make everybody like you. Listen, I've tried. It didn't work. I've tried. Believe me, I've tried. It didn't work. It only got me depressed. Listen, don't try to live up to anybody's expectation. Be nice, all right? Be nice, but also expect that no matter how nice you are, there are some persons that are going to be angry that you're nice. Why is he so nice? Why are you so nice? Yes, you're wicked. You're going to talk. You're nice. You're going to talk. So why not let them talk? Do you. Always do you. Put you first. Put you first, all right? Stop trying to please everyone. You cannot. It's a frustrating enterprise, I can tell you that. And listen, I can't say this enough. Learn to put yourself first. They don't like you, let them go. They walk out of your life, let them go. They weren't meant to be with you. Anyone who wants to leave, let them leave. You're in a toxic relationship. You love them, but they're putting you down. Leave, walk out. Walk out, save yourself. If you lose your mind, they're going to replace you and talk you down, even while you've lost your mind for them. Let them go. Please, don't hang around people that put you down. Let them go. Put yourself first, your mind first, you first. It's not a sin. You first. Even the Holy Book, the Bible says, Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. Meaning you have to love yourself first. Yourself. You're only going to love people the same way you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you're not going to love people. My mentor, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he says something. He says, I've never met a man that beat his wife that loved himself. What does that tell you? People do to you what they do to themselves. When you see a person who loves people, it's because they love themselves first.
If you don't love yourself, you can't love people. Put yourself first. Last on my list, eat well. Take a time to eat. I know you're saving and all. I want to save for the future. But then, if you die, the bank is going to take your money. And you're going to spend it in Hawaii. Yes, the bank managers, yes. At Hawaii with your wives and your kids. Your money, because you're dead. So dead. Eat well. Sleep well. Exercise. All right? Then, lastly, tell your friend about this podcast. There might be somebody around you who's going through a tough time. They will need to hear this. All right? Very necessary. Help somebody today. Your mental health is my business. That is why I created this podcast, to talk about things that nobody wants to talk about and help you fight your demons and help you win. I've had emotional breakdowns before, and this is how I got out, and I'm sharing it with you. Please adopt these. Please, I know I'm taking a lot of time, but please adopt these principles. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back. I hope you were inspired. I hope you learned a lot. I sincerely believe if you apply those principles, they're seriously going to help you. All right? They're seriously going to help you. Now, I remain Dr. Abel, the emotional doctor. And this is me saying thank you to my listeners from around the globe that have been patient with me, others why. Now, I would also encourage you, please tell somebody about this podcast, share the link, and let somebody get inspired, save a life. Who knows, there's somebody who's going to hear this, and he's going to come out of depression. He's going to know how to handle the difficult stages of his life, all right? Very important, you would have saved a life, all right? Then, special greetings to my listeners from around the globe. I see you, and I really, really appreciate you. Very soon, I'll be releasing the next episode on challenges today, so stay tuned for it. Promises to be a blast. Till I see you next time. Bye-bye.